Books play an intimate and educational role in many of our lives. This relationship fuels the passion a lot of us have for our public libraries. For those incarcerated, access to good reading material is more of a challenge. In prison in Canada, libraries, if they exist, are small and limited. There is sometimes little to read other than Harlequin romance novels and religious materials. In response, people on the outside have organized initiatives to help get books inside to prisoners. One such initiative exists here in Vancouver, and it's called Books to Prisoners. With us to talk a bit more about Books to Prisoners is Phyllis Iverson. Phyllis has worked with Books to Prisoners for a number of years, and she joins us on the phone from her home in Vancouver. Thanks for joining us, Phyllis.
All right, thank you for having me.
No problem. So can you give us a picture of what access to reading material is like on the inside?
Well, I guess it really depends on which joint you're in, but some of the federal prisons, they have libraries, and they also would have access through lending through the public libraries. And, you know, that would be if whoever's the librarian there sets that up. In a lot of the provincial joints and lockups, you know, they might not have a library. They maybe have a cart with some reading material that goes around. And basically, when we started doing Books to Prisoners, it was after years of hearing complaints from people about the different libraries and basic lack of current and diverse reading material.
Can prisoners have books themselves in their cells with them?
It depends. When we first started in the early 90s, we did this big mail out to all the prisons saying that, you know, the group was starting and this was what we wanted to do. And they had written back and said that prisoners weren't allowed books because they were considered gifts. And so in prison, you could, say, purchase a book from a publishing house or a bookstore, and you would pay market value for that book. And so then you would be allowed to have that book in your cell because you've purchased it.
Have those rules changed since the early 90s?
No, prisoners can still purchase books. But, you know, if you're making, you know, $5, $6 a day, you're paying market value on a book, and, you know, even paperbacks at this point are, you know, close to $15, $16 for one book. In order to get books into the prisons, we had to negotiate separately with each individual prison. And I think the first thing that we did was we contacted the Minister of Education, or CSC, and they were quite supportive of the Books to Prisoners. And so once we had the support of the minister, again we recontacted each prison and negotiated separately with each one of them.
But you generally send those books into the libraries. That's the main way you get them to prisoners.
Yeah, it depends. Some prisons we send to the libraries. Some prisons we can send direct to the prisoner. Some prisons we send to the prisoner through the library. And once that request has been filled, then the prisoner gets to keep the book. And then again, some prisons, the prisoner gets to keep the book until they're transferred or released, and then they have to donate the book to the prison library.
Sounds like a lot of bureaucratic hoops to jump through.
It certainly is.
Wow. And so what do you hear from prisoners about what role books play for them when they're locked up?
I think that, you know, a lot of what we hear is just how happy people are to receive a book. And we fill requests either by author or by subject matter, because all our books are donated to us, so we can't specifically fill individual titles all of the time. But I find that when people write back, they're just, like, so happy to have gotten a book. And I think that reading really, really helps to, you know, in some ways escape the realities of the prison itself. But we also get a lot of requests for educational or resource materials.
Especially now that there's less and less access to educational programs on the inside or to university or any post-secondary education.
Yeah. When the university programs were cut, and was that in the mid-90s, I think, then we saw an increase in the requests for resource material. But one of the things with textbooks is it's really hard to get current textbooks because most of our donations end up being like older editions.
Are there restrictions? Like, do they put restrictions on what you can send in either politically or subject-wise or
Definitely.
Anything?
And again, you have to find out from each prison. You know, they will have restrictions on whether you can have hardcover or softcover, whether you can send in true crime.
So true crime is one of the limiters. Have you ever had books rejected for political reasons?
Yeah. In BC, there was a whole list of publications that had been banned, like Almighty Voice, which was First Nations zine, and Bulldozer was barred. So there has been restrictions on political materials.
What are some of the most common requests you get from people?
We do get a lot of requests for popular fiction, and you will, I guess it reflects what is also happening in the community. You know, because a movie will come out and then everybody wants the book that the movie is based on, stuff like that. It really depends on what's happening in society, because people's reading trends are a reflection of that as well.
So if a prisoner is interested in getting a specific book from you, how do they go about making a request?
They write us a letter and request the book either by subject matter or by author. And if we don't have, you know, whatever it is that they're requesting, we'll send in, you know, something from the same genre.
So sending books inside is probably kind of expensive.
Oh, yeah, it's gone up quite a bit with, you know, the turning Canada Post over to a corporation. So, you know, we pay market postage on that. Some of the prisons where we'll get maybe, you know, a dozen prisoners making a request, we can put them all in the same box. Still, we have to individually wrap them and address them, but you save on postage by sending a huge parcel instead of, you know, each individual package.
So where do you get the money to support your work?
We, you know, do events and, you know, get donations from individuals.
So you don't receive any government or grants?
No funding, no grants.
And so if people want to donate books, two books to prisoners, what kind of books are you looking for and how can they donate them?
Basically, we're looking for all kinds of books. You know, really, the only thing that we're not looking for is, you know, outdated textbooks or sets of encyclopedias, stuff like that. And if they want, they can contact us through our email, which is books@prisonjustice.ca.
Well, thanks very much for sharing a little bit about some of the work you do with Books to Prisoners.
Okay, great. Thanks.
We've been speaking with Phyllis Iverson, and she works with Books to Prisoners. It's a grassroots group that sends reading material inside to prisoners. To find out more information about Books to Prisoners, you can check out info about them on www.prisonjustice.ca. If you're a prisoner or know of a prisoner who wants to make a request, you can mail it to Books to Prisoners, P.O. Box 78005, that's 78005, at 1755 East Broadway in Vancouver, and that's V5N5W1, V5N5W1.